We are welcome in Jesus' name. Our pastor traveled with his wife and Pastor Grace for yet another assignment. Thank God for what God is doing through his servant. And that is the expansion of the kingdom. Just pray that the Lord will continue to cause his work to grow. And also multiply his grace upon everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning we want to look into the word of God quickly. There is this theme that keeps on coming to me from time to time. It has to do with this book of Exodus. And I want us to see again this morning. Just going to read that same Exodus chapter 14. We're going to take our reading from verse 15 to 22. We have it on the screen. Exodus 14. Okay. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Hallelujah. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came to pass, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it came, it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. The Lord bless his words in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to look at the journey of faith. The journey of faith. Just like the children of Israel left Egypt and they took the journey by faith based on the instruction of God. And when they came to the Red Sea, you know what happened? Because they could not advance, the Red Sea was before them. And Pharaoh was coming behind them. And there was great fear and there was a great pandemonium in the camp because when they looked back, they saw the enemy coming. They saw Pharaoh. Fear gripped their hearts. They thought they were going to die. And every one of them complained. Moses, this is what we told you. Why do you allow us to be here? And in the midst of all the noise, in the midst of all the crying, you know, because of unbelief, Moses, the man of God, heard the voice of God. He was able to hear the voice of God in the midst of the noises. And he heard God give him instruction because he was praying. Wash, Lord God Almighty. I don't know what the prayer point were, but he was praying because the people were, you know, all of them complaining, all of them were afraid. and the enemy coming behind. He too, his life was also in danger, like the children of Israel. So he was praying, probably for guidance, probably to know what to do. And God said, this is not time for prayer. This is the time. Tell the children of Israel to do what? Go forward. There is a place for prayer. There is a place for action. You have to move. Move forward. So every believer, every one of us, we left Egypt. We have been delivered from the power that kept us bound in Egypt. And know for sure, just like the children of Israel, as soon as we left Egypt, Egypt is not going to leave you. Pharaoh and all his host is not going to leave you. They are not going to leave you. They are going to pursue. So, one thing the enemy wants to do is to bring you back to the camp. And if he cannot bring you back to the camp, he wants to destroy. The thief cometh none but to steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. And so as a Christian, we must have this at the back of our mind that the enemy will left, or the camp of the enemy will left, or the devil that held us bound, that we have just been delivered from, is not going to leave you, is not going to leave me without any pursuit. He's going to do it 24/7. And he's doing it right now. And he's going to do it until we see Jesus. So the Christian journey is a journey of faith. Every day, 24/7. I want to just mention some few points. I won't be able to finish everything this morning. Tonight, I'll be talking about three dangers of not moving forward in the evening, because we're not able to cover everything here. I want to say, number one, that the Christian life is a continuous journey. We began it, we started it, when we confessed Jesus, when you gave your life to Jesus, that was the beginning of the journey. And you must not stop. And we are not supposed to stop. It's a continuous journey. It's a going forward. The moment you stop, the moment you stop advancing, the moment you stop growing in your faith, the moment you stop believing, something will happen. When the children of Israel stopped because they could not go beyond the Red Sea, what happened? The enemy was able to overtake them. In one word, they were coming from behind, and because there was no progress, they were not moving forward because of the barrier, the Red Sea, the enemy came from behind. So there is a danger if we are not progressing our faith. There is a danger if you stop growing your faith. There is a danger if you are not moving by faith every day. So the moment we stop growing, believing in God, the moment we stop taking steps of faith, what will happen is you'll be overtaken by the enemy. You'll be overtaken by circumstance. You'll be overtaken by situation that ought not to overcome you. Because we need faith every day to break through. We need faith every day to move beyond yesterday, to move beyond the barrier of yesterday, the failures of yesterday, the impossibilities of yesterday. If we do not grow, that means we are not moving forward. What is going to happen if we are static and we'll be met? Because the enemy is always coming from behind. Don't forget that in the book of Ephesians, we are told, Ephesians chapter 6, to as believers, that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, it's, you know, we are told to put on the old hammer of God. Now, if you look at the entire hammer, every piece of it, you have the covering for the head, the covering for the chest, the covering for the we have the belt, we have everything covering our face, our front, nothing to cover the back. There is nothing to cover the back. And that is why going back is dangerous. Looking back is disastrous. We must always press forward. But when we stop moving, then the enemy is going to come from behind. And don't forget that the back is uncovered. The back is uncovered. And that is why our Christian journey, we must keep moving. Just as the children of Israel have to go forward, God told Moses, tell them to move forward, not minding the circumstances, not minding what they are hearing, not minding what they are seeing behind them. Let them move forward. And I see God challenging each one of us this morning. When you look into the life of Peter, that Peter, when with the disciples, they were in the boat and there was a great storm and they were all afraid. And Jesus spoke, fear not, it is I. And Peter was able to speak, if it is you, Lord, command me to come. And Jesus said, come. So he moved by faith. The boisterous wind was still there. The circumstance didn't change. But he acted on the words of Jesus. And so when he took out his foot out of the ship, he stepped on the water. What happened? The Bible says that the storm stopped. So it is when we move by faith that something happens. Until we move by faith, nothing will happen. Until the children of Israel move by faith, the Red Sea will not part. The circumstance will not give way. The enemy will still be threatened behind. They will still be looking at the impossible Red Sea before them. But when they move by faith, God told Moses, tell the children of Israel to move by faith. And as they move by faith, he said, stretch forth your rod. There's always what is called progressive revelation. God did not tell them in Egypt that as soon as you leave Egypt after the Passover, as soon as you leave now, and God give them details, you know, you are going to come to the Red Sea. When you come to the Red Sea, the enemy will come, there Pharaoh will come. God didn't give them any detail of the journey. But they have to move by faith because there is always a revelation for a particular season, a particular time. There is timing for each revelation. And as they move by faith, then God will release the next revelation that is needed for them to overcome and continue in the journey. Some of us believe I will want to wait and say, God, you must tell me the end of the journey before I ever take the journey. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So Peter stepped down by faith. The storm came down. The storm was calmed. And God is challenging somebody this morning. God is saying, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. Because dreamers have the future. Hallelujah. When you stop dreaming, what is happening is that you have stopped journeying. You have not allowed God to challenge you. You have not allowed him to prepare you to see beyond the now, the present. You see, the reason why Joseph was able to make it, because, you know, he had already seen the future. He dreamt. He knew what God told him. So when he was going through those circumstances, those situations, there was something in him that kept on saying, though he might ask some questions, is this what the Lord says? Is this my dream? Is this what I dreamt about? But then, there's something to encourage you from time to time. God who gave me that vision or that dream is still alive. So if you stop dreaming, you stop growing. If you stop dreaming, you are not walking toward what God wants you to possess. That means you are not growing. It means I am not growing. God wants us to grow. So the Christian life is a continuous journey. You have to go forward. Number two. The Christian life is a continuous battle. You have to go forward. There is always bound to be battle. Never you think, oh, I wake up this morning, thank God, everything is free. No more devil. No more, nothing to pray about, nothing to pray against. There will always be devil. There will always be sickness. There will always be need. There will always be oppression. There will always be attack. There will always be one thing or the other. Fear. There will always be temptation. There will always be worldliness to attack. They will always be, fighting against the wrong because you have known the truth. This battle will continue until we see Jesus. So don't relent. Don't give up. You must go forward. You must press toward the high calling of Christ Jesus. That was what Paul said in the book of Philippians. You must press forward every day. If you don't press forward, you'll be overtaken by circumstance, by situation. You will overwhelm you. But when you are moving by faith, you see the move of God, the Spirit of the Lord coming to help you. Because we have the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, is called alongside to help you. He said, I will never leave you alone. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. But if you are not going, if you are not listening to him, if you are not yielding to him, if you are not walking his path, then it's going to be silent. It takes faith to motivate God. That in one word, to motivate, or let me put it this way, it takes faith to activate the word of God. And the word of God works with the Spirit of God. So if the Holy Spirit is going to work anything at all, he is looking for the word of God that you have activated by faith, that is going to lay hand on. So if you don't have any faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God, faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God, if you are not generating the faith for you to move forward, there is nothing for the Holy Spirit to use because you are just static. God wants us to move forward, even in the battle of life. Paul was writing to his son in the Lord, Timothy, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So, Christian life, Christian journey is full of battle. And you must be ready to fight. Fight against sin, fight against doubt, fight against whatever is negating, whatever will not allow you to make it, whatever will not allow you to press forward. You must break it in the name of Jesus. I quoted Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, 12, all through said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in his power and in the power of his might. And he pressed on by telling us we are not wrestling. The word wrestling there talks about real, battle. It talks about wrestling. It's talking about feast being involved. Well, it's using the metaphor or using something for us to understand what it means to fight spiritually. We know, when you see two wrestlers fighting, they put in energy, they hold themselves, they attack, they use tactics. So we have to use everything that God has given to us in his word to fight the battle. There are so many believers today, what we fight most is doubt. What confronts us oftentimes that want to drain out the promises of God is doubt and fear and laziness. Not able to read the word of God, not able to activate the word of God. That is nothing for the Holy Spirit to use. Nothing. So if you are empty, sorry, he has nothing to use. You have to feed yourself, deposit the word of God, then he has something to use. You are going to activate the word of God in your life, and then the word of God that is activated will be, implemented by the Holy Spirit. And then you'll see the impossible possible. When the children of Israel, when by the grace of God, they move forward, and Moses stretched out the rod, Red Sea parted. I'm coming back to that later. Number 3 point. The Christian life should be lived by faith. Repeating it again. Number one, the Christian life is a continuous journey. Number two, the Christian life is a continuous battle. Number three, the Christian life should believe, live by faith. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. It says that whoever must come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Not only to please God, it is impossible to step out of where you are into divine fulfillment. Without faith, it is impossible to step out from where you are and to step into God's destiny for you. So, not pleasing God. But with faith, you'll be able to step out of where you are and be able to step into your future, your destiny, thereby fulfilling and pleasing God. Because God wants you out of Egypt into Canaan. He wants you from the bondage of sin into his dear kingdom and to believe as sons. So the only way we can advance is by taking each step by faith. And every step taken by faith pleases God, because it's taking you from your past. It's taking you and aligning you with your destiny, your future. It's a progression. It's a step you take in progression. I have some questions here. Does faith see obstacles? Does faith see obstacles? Yes. Faith does. But faith sees beyond obstacles. Faith sees an object, sees something greater than the obstacle. Thereby is motivated. There is something that faith sees. It's not trying to say there is no sickness. Like, the Christian Science, they have all kinds of religious groups, all right? Cults. There are some groups that believe that there is no sin in the world, no sickness. It's just your thinking. No, there is Satan, there is sin, there is sickness. We don't have to deny the reality of these. We don't have to deny the reality of the fact that there are issues, there are problems, there are powers, there are forces of darkness. But there is my God, who is bigger than these obstacles, these issues, these problems. So that's what faith does. Faith is saying, yes, I acknowledge the fact that you are sick, you are jobless, you need a partner, you need to be promoted, you need a house, you need a car, you need divine intervention in your situation. Yes, I recognize all those things. You know, these are facts. These are real. But faith is saying there is something bigger than what you have just seen. Hallelujah. The problem with the children of Israel was they saw Pharaoh. They saw the Red Sea, but they didn't see God. They saw Red Sea. We can't move forward. They saw Pharaoh coming behind. Oh, we are going to be consumed. We are going to be destroyed. But they didn't see God. They wondered. They cried. We are about to die. Moses, you brought us here to kill us. We are going to perish. Does it mean that there are no graves in Egypt? They only saw the obstacles, the problem. What brought fear? But they did not see the great God who is greater than the obstacle. I don't want to preempt what I'm going to share in the evening. You will see the reason why all the people that left Egypt did not get to Egypt, to Canaan, except two. Except two. So, faith
Of course, we see the obstacles, but then faith will see beyond the obstacles. Faith sees God in action, sees that this is possible. You can be healed. You can be saved. You can be delivered. You can get a job. You can have your partner. You can be promoted. You can be favored. The enemy can be defeated under your feet. Whatever looks mountainous can be brought low at the name of Jesus. The psalmist says, the Lord, by the name of the Lord, I will overcome all the hosts that encamp around me. Saying, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. In one way, he's seen God, who is bigger than the obstacle. Remember the story of Elisha and his servant? When the Syrian government, the Syrian authority sent, soldiers to go arrest the man of God for exposing, for showing the secret of his kingdom, leaking the secrets, like it's happening today, you know? Some secrets are being leaked at the White House. And at the time, it means that it had been happening all these years, thousands of years ago. There have been leakages. All right. So who has been leaking this secret? When I say tomorrow we are going to have a strategy, we are going to strike these people, the nation of Israel, we are going to come through this side, somehow they get to know about it. Who has been leaking this secret? Who is here in this palace? And they told him, no, nobody. He's the man of God, Elisha. He's the man of God that I've been saying everything. Say, okay, go and arrest him. So, you know the story very well. Send host of armies to go and arrest the man of God. When the servant woke up in the morning, I saw the host, wow, all around. And there were just two of them. He cried, my father, we are finished. See the Syrians around us. Elisha did not even show any sign of anything. You know what? Because he saw, the servant of Elisha saw the obstacle, the problem, the barrier, the army. He didn't see God. But Elisha saw not only the problem, the armies, the difficulties, he saw God. So he just told God, please open his eyes. Open his eyes that he might be able to see. When he opened his eyes, because he told him, those who are with us are more than those who are with them, are more than those army you are seeing. And when the Lord opened his eyes, he said, wow, the host of heaven. And I pray that God will open our eyes. Each time we are panicking, we are shaking under that problem. Each time we are looking at that, how will I get this bill paid? Oh, when this sickness is back again. Oh, wow, I hope I'm not going to die. Oh, there's danger. All these bad dreams, all this oppression, all this attack. Eh? God, where's your face? I pray God will open your eyes to see that you are special in his hands and that there's no way you are going to die in the hands of the enemy as long as you are in his will. Amen. Zechariah 2:8 says, whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye. You are special. You have been marked. There's a sign, a mark on your head that no one should mess with you if you're on God's side. So faith sees obstacle, but faith sees a bigger object, sees God. Sees God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Now, faith will connect you with God. And faith, when you believe God, like the children of Israel here, when they believed God, something happened. When they believed God, not only that the Red Sea was parted, and they were able to go through the Red Sea. They went into the Red Sea. And because these ones have been fortified, because these ones have gone through, don't forget, they've gone through the blood in Egypt before they left. They have been, their household, their lintel, were marked with the blood. In one word, something else took their place. Something else died in their place. An innocent animal died in their place. Is a pointer to Jesus who was going to die on the cross. And what they were saying is that we believe the death of Jesus. All right? Though they don't understand what it means then, but that blood that was shed is an innocent animal that was shed for each household. So these ones that were passing through the Red Sea, though they were babes spiritually, though they didn't understand the word of God, though they did not claim the word of God, at the slightest challenge or threats, they become fearful. They become, people that cannot be, they don't even believe God any longer. They will see them doubting, see them fearing. They are still children of Israel. It's only that they have not grown. They've gone through the blood. So the blood has covered them. So they went through the Red Sea. They entered into the Red Sea. Parted. When you go forward, when you move by faith, moving forward, what you are saying is this. I put my life, because faith is a risk. Faith is a risk. When you believe God for something, it's a risk. Well, let me just put it this way. There's what is called natural faith. There is faith, the fruit. There is faith, the gift. There is faith that comes naturally. And everybody, whether Christian or not Christian, we all believe. We use it. You believe when you crank your car this morning, you believe it's going to bring you to the church. Because that car is designed to operate that way. So it's normal. Just open it. So if you crank it and it refuses to crank, then the unusual has happened. That is when you question. Is it battery? Is it starter? Is it what? All right, because you just believe that the car is designed to carry you. Each time you get in there, crank it, everything working fine, it's supposed to crank and supposed to take you. So if it's not working that way, then something is wrong. That's natural faith. We all came here, nobody checked the strength of the chair before you sat down. You just believe that those who constructed the chair, they put the right steel, everything was okay, and this chair is able to carry my weight. It's just natural faith. But then, if we put our faith in those things like that, God expects us to put our faith in Him and in His Word. It's a risk when you crank your car, you get in there, you believe it's going to take you to the church or wherever you are going. But something else could happen. When something else happens, that is unusual. That is not the usual thing. This chair ought to carry your weight and my weight. If the chair fails to do that, then the unusual has happened. That is not the normal thing. So if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe that He who has called you is able to see you to the uttermost. God has not called you in order to dump you on the way. No, God called you and is strong enough to see you through every battle 24/7 until you see Jesus. But if something happens on the way, that is unusual. So we have to find out. Like as I said, faith is risk. So it's risk taking. You believe God that is watching over me. You believe God that His word will not fail. Says that His word shall be that which goeth out and shall not return to Him what? Void. But it shall accomplish the purpose for which it's been spoken or been sent. That's the word of God. So when you read it and you say, Lord, this is your word. I claim it, I receive it, I apply it, I appropriate this into my life, and I want to move by faith. I want to move forward. Based on your word, it's risk taken. All things working together. What does the Bible say? And we know, Romans chapter 8, and we know, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to His purpose. So if you love the Lord, if you are called by the Lord, and you are following the Lord, then be sure that all things will work for you. It's not saying that everything you see will look glittering, will look nice, will look promising. No. But most of the things we see will be opposite. But faith, as you believe God in His word, and you say, Lord, this is your word, I'm going to activate your word into my life. I believe what you said. I believe you never, never fail. And you take a step of faith, whether for your healing, whether for your job, whether for your partner, for your finance, for your future. And you believe God for the word of God and you act on it. God will never fail you. Amen. I said amen. So, God, faith connects you with God. When you activate that faith, when you take hold of the word of God and you say, Lord, this is your word, you are connected with heaven. You are connected with God. You are connected with the Spirit of God who is going to bring it to pass. Take the case of the issue of the woman with the issue of blood. She just believed in her heart. If only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. I shall be whole. Now, after trying several times, after spending everything she had, there was no improvement. She tried the best doctors. Nothing happened. All right? Now she took a step of faith in her heart. She settled it with the Lord. She believed that coming to Jesus, touching the hem of Jesus' garment, is going to bring about healing. And then there was an obstacle because of her position, because of the situation she was going through. Being in that situation, that position, she's not expected to be in the crowd because she was having issue, blood, for 12 years. But then she looked beyond the circumstance. She looked beyond the obstacle. She came and pressed. She wiggled herself through the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And immediately, she was made whole. When she believing in her heart wasn't enough, but when she took the step of moving toward Jesus, because she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. So if she has moved and moved toward Jesus and just stopped there, did not go beyond that, nothing would have happened. But she moved, she pressed through the crowd, she touched the hem of his garment. And there was healing. There was healing. I see God moving in your life, in your situation, as you move forward. As you move forward in your faith, in your Christian journey, don't stop where you were yesterday. God expects you to move forward in your devotion, in your consecration to God, in your love for Him, in seeking God, in searching for Him. Don't let us be satisfied with, you know, just coming on Sunday. Do beyond that for yourself. Read the Word of God. Pray. 1 hour, 2 hours is not enough on Sunday morning. Read the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Because the enemy is going to bombard you 24/7 for the next 6 days before you come back again next Sunday. So you must load yourself and you must act on His Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need a word for each day. You need a word for each day, for each moment. What saved the children of Israel at that Red Sea was a word from God. A word from God to Moses. It could be words. It could be a sentence. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. You need a word today that will get you past the barrier, the obstacle, the fear you're having, the impossibility that is before you. You need a word. You need to hear Him. You need to hear Him for yourself. Moses was standing for the children of Israel in those days. But thank God, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, we are kingdom of priests. And kings. We are kings and priests unto Him. So you are to hear personally from God. I was reading the book of Romans this morning. The problem we have oftentimes is
Oh, how do I hear the word of God? I mean, how do I hear the voice of God? It's so simple. So simple. You have to yield yourself, your entire body, as a temple. The temple of God. New Testament, you know, the temple, there are departments. There are various. I was just imagining, you know, how, especially the section that is meant for sacrifices, it's covered with blood. Covered with blood. From time to time, as they are killing one animal, you know, they transferred, there are people lining up with the animal, with all kinds of whatever. Blood. In the tabernacle or in the temple. Your body is a temple of God. The sacrifice that must go on there is a living one, not a dead one. If we yield ourselves, if we surrender our being unto Him, and we evacuate whatever is not of God from that temple, Jesus, you know, drove out those who were buying and selling from the temple, make it pure and holy, by yielding everything in us unto Him, you'll be able to hear the voice of God through His word. Moses had the word, he got the word, he spoke to the children of Israel, that saved the situation. You need to hear the word of God for you, for today, to save situation, save you, save your household, save your generation, save your destiny. We're going to pray. Psalm 16, verses 5, 6, 8, talks about setting the law before you every time. Said, I've set the law before me. So if you set the law before you and you see Him, you look at Him as if God is right there in your presence every moment, every minute, then you are going to experience His move in your life. He will minister to you, He will speak to you, you will hear Him. You'll be able to take action. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. If you are here this morning, God expects you to move forward spiritually. God expects you to journey from where you were yesterday. The level of faith you were, the level of commitment you were, the level of love for God you were, the level of understanding of the word of God you were, God expects you to move forward and move to the next level. Thank you, Jesus. Perhaps you are here, you are saying, I just need prayer. I've been battling with a lot of things, you know, a lot of issues, a lot of difficulties, a lot of challenges on my way. It's sometimes difficult, it's so cloudy, it's difficult to even hear God or to even know what God is saying, what God is doing. Why am I here? God can move through that circumstance and give you something to testify about. You can settle with the Lord. You can ask the Lord for grace. You can ask the Lord to touch you this morning. You can ask the Lord, help me. I have a problem with my ability to concentrate on your word. I have this temptation of even every time I want to pray, I want to, you know, read your word, there's temptation of thousands of voices going all around. You just need prayer, agreement, prayer of agreement. We'll pray together. Let's bow our heads, please. If you need prayers, whatever kind of prayer, if you're not yet born again, maybe you're still in Egypt, God wants to deliver you from your Egypt and bring you out and bring you into the land of promise. If you are there, you want to pray and say, so today I want to commence my journey. I want to start the journey of faith. I've not even started. You can take that step. You can come to the altar if you want to. You can also pray it where you are if you want to. But it is time to seek the Lord. Amen. saying, my Christian journey, I want improvement. I want to do better than I do. I want to have more time, read more of his word. I want to believe him more. I want to act on his word. I want to move from this level to a higher level. I want to remind myself, I must always be on the go for God in order not to be overtaken by the enemy of circumstance. I must always remind myself that the Christian journey is a continuous journey full of battle. I must remind myself there's need to exercise faith every moment, every day. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you because believing in you, faith in your word, faith in you, we activate your promises. Knowing that the Christian journey is a continuous one. We need to keep moving. We need to keep pressing. Knowing that the Christian journey is a journey of battles, fighting. Pray, O God, for the faith that trusts in your word, not in our ability. Faith that relies on you and your word. Faith on rely on the fact that you who have called us, you are able to see us to the end. You that have called us, you have promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The faith that believes you for the impossible. We pray, Lord, that you grant to everyone this very day a growing faith, an active faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that your spirit will walk mightily in every life. Whatever situation, O God, your children may be having this day, I pray, O Lord, for faith that we trust you and rely on you and believe you until situation begin to turn, change, bow at the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that this day your word will keep on ringing in every heart. And this challenge, O God, to grow in our faith, in our walk with you. Let, O God, your word keep on ringing, keep challenging us. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor to your name. Told the children of Israel, the Egyptian you are seeing today, you'll see them no more forever. The Lord will fight for you. Father, thank you. Situations, challenges, needs, hardship, joblessness, sickness, singleness, delay, whatever, Lord, your children may be passing through, financial problem is a matter of just a moment. I pray, Lord, that the faith that will activate your promises for your children right now be available for everyone in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that your word will not fall to the ground. Your word will fulfill the purpose for which it's been spoken. Thank you, Lord. Take God the glory. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that our faith has been challenged this morning. Amen. To leave from the place where we are.